20. The law office was in a storefront in a strip mall. Jen stood in the doorway with her microphone, her cameraman focused. Sonny stood behind him watching. She had seen no sign of the stalker. "Rolling," the cameraman said. Jen knocked on the door. It opened, but not very much. "Attorney Mark LaRoche," Jen said. Someone muttered something from behind the slightly open door. "Channel 3, how do you respond to allegations that you have consistently failed to adequately represent female clients in divorce cases?" Another mumble. "No, sir," Jen said. "It is our business. The public has a right to know." There was something inaudible from behind the open door, and then the door slammed shut. Jen pounded on it. "Attorney LaRoche," she shouted, "why won't you address this issue? Attorney LaRoche?" Jen turned and looked into the camera, holding her microphone. "Perhaps Attorney LaRoche has something to hide," Jen said. "Perhaps not. Clearly he doesn't wish to speak with us. We'll stay on this until all the truth is told. We don't take no for an answer. Jen Stone, Channel 3. The cameraman pulled back for a wide shot that showed a sign in the window. "Attorney Mark LaRoche." Jen kept looking into the camera until the cameraman said, "Okay, Jen." Then she lowered the mic and all three of them walked to the News 3 van. "You gonna do a lead-in?" the cameraman said. Jen shook her head. "No. John will do the lead-in from the anchor desk." "Okay," the cameraman said. "Then let's go home." Back at the station, Jen took the tape to the editing room and left it. "We'll edit this afternoon," she said to Sonny. "Right now, we need lunch." Sonny smiled. "I almost always need lunch," she said. As they walked across the vast brick plaza in front of City Hall, Sonny said, "Any sign of our stalker?" Jen glanced around and shook her head. "Does he show up some places more than others?" Sonny said. "No," Jen said. "I never know." As they walked, Sonny watched the men they passed. A number of them looked at Jen, and some of them looked at her. It meant little. Jen was recognizable, and both of them looked good enough for men to glance at them anyway. In the Parker house, they sat at a window in the restaurant. When they had ordered, Jen leaned forward. "We need to talk about Jesse and us," Jen said. Sonny nodded. "Do you love Jesse?" Jen said. Sonny sat back in her chair with her hands in her lap. She was quiet for a little while. Jen waited, still leaning forward. "When I'm with him," Sonny said. "And when you're not?" "I don't miss him as much as I would expect to." "How much would you expect to?" Jen said. Surprise, surprise, Sonny thought. She's not dumb. "As much, I guess, as I miss my ex-husband," Sonny said. "Do you see him much?" Jen said. "He's remarried." "Doesn't mean you can't see him," Jen said. "We share a dog," Sonny said. "I see him when he picks her up or drops her off." "Why did you get divorced?" Jen said. "I'm not sure. I'm working on it." "No, I meant your idea or his," Jen said. "I guess it was mine." Through the window, Sonny could see a man standing outside King's Chapel with his hands in his pockets. He was looking toward the hotel. Sonny didn't know if he could see them through the window. It depended on how the glass was reflecting. "Could that be our stalker?" she said to Jen. Jen flinched momentarily, then turned to look at the man. "No," she said, "that's not him." "You're sure?" Sonny said. Jen nodded slowly. "If it was him, I'd have that awful feeling." The waitress brought their salads. Jen picked up a scrap of red lettuce from hers and ate it. "I guess it was my idea too," Jen said. "To leave Jesse?" "I left him."
"Why?"
"I always say it was his drinking, but it wasn't. His drinking got worse after I left."
"So what was it?"
Jen shrugged. "I was an actress," she said. "I had an affair with a producer."
"Was he going to make you a star?" Sonny said.
Jen made a face.
Something like that, she said. When Jesse found out, he said he could forgive anything once.
You promised never to do it again, Sonny said.
Yes.
But you did it again.
Jesse couldn't really forgive it. He didn't rant or rave or anything, but his drinking got away from him, I guess.
So you divorced him?
Actually, he divorced me, but it was my fault. By the time we divorced, he had no other choice.
Do you know why you continued to cheat on him?
Yes. I've talked with shrinks about it until my tongue hurts. It's too boring to try and explain.
I don't need to know, Sonny said. You still using the same techniques? Jen smiled.
Fucking my way to the top, she said.
Sonny shrugged. Jen ate a crouton.
It's worked great, Jen said. I just recently got promoted from Weather Girl.
Sonny smiled. Show business opportunities are not unlimited in this market, she said.
For sure, Jen said.
Did you come here because Jesse was here? She said.
Yes.
You still love him?
I think so.
But I'm still trying to fuck my way to the top, Jen said.
But, Sonny said, Jesse's like your ex-husband, you know? I can't imagine life without him in it.
But almost anything I know that matters, I learned from him, Jen said. Sonny waited.
I always needed to be somebody, and I always thought that what I had to offer was that I looked good and I could fuck, Jen said.
Sonny smiled.
Most of us can, Sonny said.
But I do, Jen said.
Jesse was always somebody, you know? He was always so self-sufficient and complete and somebody.
Except for you and drinking, Sonny said.
Yes, Jen said. I think I kind of liked the drinking. It was a weakness, made him more human, sort of.
And you?
Jen smiled and nodded. I thought that was a weakness too, Jen said. You've had some therapy.
Yes.
One of my shrinks said if it weren't for his weaknesses, Jen said, me and booze, he would have been too complete, too Jesse. If it weren't for those weaknesses,
of which you were one, Sonny said.
Jen nodded. Of which I was one, she said. Without those weaknesses, I probably couldn't have loved him.
Jen moved her salad around with her fork without eating any of it.
How about you? Jen said to Sonny.
Sonny didn't answer right away. She was looking out the window at the corner by King's Chapel. The man was gone. She smiled without very much pleasure.
Richie didn't have any weaknesses, she said.